Hospital capacity has been a challenge pre-pandemic and continues to be that right now. This isn't a new thing, and expenditures towards healthcare have been decreasing over many years, not just recently. This is a challenge because the current conservative government has used hospital capacity to decide when to shut down the economy and schools, yet still refuses to invest in it up to the standard that other provinces are experiencing. They've also put in place Bill 124 that freezes the wages at 1%. So that's for healthcare workers, right? 1% increase per year, even though inflation is at 6.7. So it should be no wonder that we are short-staffed across the sector. In healthcare, people are taking a leave due to stress or changing careers or choosing to retire. So the NDP adamantly believes that healthcare needs to remain public. When it turns private, there are stakeholders that need to see a return on their investment, which means corners are cut to make those profits possible. So when we look at what do we need to be doing, we need to be investing into the public sphere, because we can see when we do that, the corners are not being cut, right? There's more people there to create the atmosphere that provides health and well-being. So the NDP will repeal Bill 124, making it easier for healthcare sectors to provide competitive wages and develop incentive packages to recruit doctors and other health professionals to work in Northern and rural Ontario. I've been doing some talking to different people because I understand that the human resources are kind of the key issue. Our hospitals are trying to recruit, and there's just not the people out there in some cases. So what I was told is, say, in the cases of lab technicians, we need to ramp up the training to get more people trained for that sector. In other cases, such as doctors, we need to introduce a scholarship program for students from rural and remote communities who want to practice in rural and northern communities. And we need to increase funding for nurse practitioner-led clinics to help further close the gap and get people the care that they need. The NDP will do all of these things because we recognize that it's a priority to treat our workers well if we want them to be there for us when we need them.